Wow! What can you say? Mercy. Mercy. Jacob Miller in the circle. Let's hear it for the group one more time, y'all. Bad. Right. 200,000 tons of solid dynamite, y'all. Right. Right. We have to get a little more lights again before the next act comes on. There's a lot of people on stage, a lot of people. And we have to ask you to peacefully just do what we're supposed to do and thing. Every man understand? Is every man sure? True? So we're going to ask all the brethren them in the name of love for just, you know, make the show go cool. Manly Buchanan and Company. Right. We have to get everything under control, right?
Who's coming on now?
Brethren. Oscar Wright, you're needed by the bandstand. Oscar Wright. Oh. There's just too many people down in the area of the stage and we're asking to cooperate. We're asking the other band to set up themselves physically. Oh. Sister D, Sister Diane, everything cool? Aye, aye. True. We're just asking everyone to cooperate. It is all of us show. You understand? And therefore, we're asking everyone to cooperate because the show nice and want it run smooth. Now, we have some people on the sound tower. The sound tower, me skip, it make out a scaffold and it just screw together. And when we wait on it, it just get out of place. So we're asking the man them, for the sake of the show and for the sake of everyone, to come off of the sound tower. The sound tower, please. And the light tower. And underneath the speakers at both ends of the stage. And the stage, we're asking everyone to clear the stage for us, please. And don't lean on the beautiful mural here. My gosh. We're asking everyone who is backstage at the present moment, will the staff members of the Peace Council, otherwise known as Claudius Mossop, and brethren, we're asking you to send some of the our staff members to ask the brethren on the backstage here, please just give us a little ear, we just get through this thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. All right. We're going to take 1 minute break, and the other band is coming on the stage. 1 minute. In the meantime, let us try and clear these areas. Underneath, Skipper, man from abroad, please. Don't stay underneath the stand there, please. Man from abroad. Please. Asking everyone to cooperate. Miss Sheriff, meet Miss Malcolm backstage, please. All right.
Against the Lord God, Rastafari, and against his anointed saying, now come let us break their bands asunder and cast away the cards from us. The only that sees it in his heaven shall laugh. Lord God to Rastafari shall have them in his region. But then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex to them in his sore displeasure. For yet if I set thy kings upon the holy mountains of Zion, I will know the clear decree. Lord God to Rastafari art said unto I and I, that thou art thy sons this day by begotten. Now ask the fire and I shall give thee the Eden for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. So be wise, therefore, your kingdom is shocked to be far judges of this earth. Serve the Lord God, to Rastafari, with fear, rejoice, with tremble. Kiss I and I the Son, and mercy be anger, but perish from his ways when his wrath is kindled but a little. And so blessed be all, blessed be everyone, as I would say. And so blessed be all they that put their trust in the true and living God, the Rastafari. For this man shall be like the holy mountains of Zion that cannot be removed but abided forever. Because so the mountains known about Jerusalem, and so the Lord of God, the Rastafari, is running about his people, as I would say. The lot of the wicked shall not rest upon this righteous, unless this individual righteous put forth his hands into iniquity. So do good, O Lord God, the Rastafari, and to them that are good, and unto those that are upright in their hearts. Because such as when I turn into his crooked way, you don't say. God, the Rastafari shall not turn his back to give account to the right of his people. Can we not come and make me feel the bonus only color? Bonus only color, Satan, my second. My second. Say you no banner, but you wanna. Can I know Satan make your banner? Can I know Satan make your wanna? Cause if your mama never born, and if your papa never born, you are African, as I would say. Don't need a Africa, as I would tell you. Say Africa. The Satan, my Saigon. You ain't got to work a show on the line, I'm gonna let it work it on the line, I'm the Satan, my Saigon.
That you and I and every nigga is a star.
eyes. There's one perfect thing I know. If you say I tell you so, I said we have a bad place to sit beside your way. There's love for everyone, and every nigga is a star. Every nigga is a star. Then who will deny that you and I and every nigga is a star? Sure anymore. Faces that I knew were sunny and blue. I can feel it deep inside, just like a nigga's pride. Say I have no fear when I say it, and I say it every day, that every nigga is a star. Every nigga is a star. Then who will deny that you and I are never.
The most.
soul admits she takes his course in this time. See men lying, I see men sigh. See men crying, I see men die every time. This whole world in pure confusion, compromising disillusion, lost in time. When I show my inspiration, get my music communication through my mind. One in the land with a temperature 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Kind of warm in Kingston today, baby. Sisters and brother, that's to say each and every day. From I was born until this day, I would say. But I'd like to find out one thing. What's the real meaning of love? People, what we need is to understand each other. Understand one another, I would say. Can I teach you? I know you're off in the eyes. vision. Don't need a Babylon. Walk through the eyes.
Don't need a Babylon.
You can't walk free. Don't need a Babylon. The men and the beast.
Don't need a Babylon.
The works, the works, the works.
Don't need a Babylon. Don't need a Babylon.
Yeah.
Don't need a Babylon.
Each one get fear according to his works, baby. The beast and the lion and the thief and the weak heart sees the sorrow. Say the weak heart sees the sorrow. The weak heart, the weak heart sees the sorrow. Blessed one. Blessed. Irie. Is everybody feeling all right? Well, all right. You want to see, you see? In a long time gone. All of our teaching, you see? Them used to tell I and I, boy, heaven, we up in the sky, you see?
And Jerusalem.
Yeah. But I hope now, you know. We know say Jerusalem and all them places and them places up in the sky, because the sky is just an elemental rule. See? So right now I just love I and I deal with.
Universal.
Yes, Rasta. To the fullness of I want the people to listen to this song. The eyes is eye. We must a man from an eye. Singing that the eyes is eye. And we must a man from an eye. Nothing that is for us. Royal line of David will be cut off. Chopped down like a tree. But from the stump will grow a shoot. Yeah. Yes, a new branch from the old root. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. Counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and a fear of the Lord. His delight will be obedience to the Lord God, your Rastafari. He will not judge by appearance, far as evidence or history, but will defend the poor and the exploited. He will rule against the wicked who oppress them, because the wheel will be clothed with fairness and with truth. You're not the eyes, he's eye. Stand knowing as a man from an eye. You're not the eyes, he's eye. Stand knowing as a man from an eye. Isaiah first prophet of old. One Isaiah first prophet of old. Can you not see eyes is eye? Eyes is eye. He'll last of our eye. Eyes is eye. Can you not see eyes is eye? Can you not see Isaiah first prophet of old? One Isaiah first prophet of old. Just as the book been told, Isaiah first prophet of all. Oh Lord, Isaiah first prophet of all. Do not the eyes is I, but the children them moving. Eyes is I, but the children them doing. Eyes is I. Eyes is the one from an eye. Eyes is I, we feel Rastafari. Eyes is I.
The wolf and the lamb will lie down together, and the lepers and the goats will be at peace. Calves and fat cackles will be safe amongst lions, and little child shall lead them all. Cows will graze amongst the graves. The baby will crawl safely amongst a poisonous snake, and a little child shall lead them, I say. Singing at the eyes, his eye. She know him as a man from an eye. And in that day, he will create royal destiny of Israel, will be a banner of salvation to the world. The nation will rally together, I say. The land where we live will be glorious. And at that time, the Lord will bring back a remnant of his people. Return them to Israel from Asherah, Upper and Lower Egypt, Ethiopia, Elam, Babylonia, Hamit, and all the destiny and coastal land of Babylon. You can see how this is like. Know him as a man from an eye. Calling Isaiah first prophet of old. Calling Isaiah first prophet of old. You want Isaiah first prophet of old. Just as the book been told. Isaiah first prophet of old. Isaiah is a man from an eye. You know what? I hear the children them moving. I see his eye, how the children them go. I see his eye, so much suffering in the ghetto. I see his eye, is a man from an eye. I see his eye, Isaiah chapter 11. I see his eye. Hosanna, heal Rastafari. Heal him and live. Heal Rastafari, true born king. Heal Rastafari, true born redemption. Heal Rastafari to the children. Isaiah first prophet of old. Isaiah first prophet of old. Start the book in the book. Isaiah first prophet of old. Not the idea. Singing only stars of wonders. Watch it, what the stars of night. And after standing, there must be a calm. Peace at last, watch our children unite. Peace at last, all the children stop fighting. Peace at last, we are live as one. Peace at last. After that, they give me the life that to live. Each man get to your card to his work shall be. Peace at last, watch our children united. You must forgive that you may be forgiven. Peace at last, all the children stop fighting. Peace at last, we are live as one. We be da ba di ba dam dam dam. We be da ba di ba dim dam. We be da ba dim dam dam.
Reason, man, sing it, say the strength in my reason.
say that he bred in a day over the thing. Sing for the wicked in the valley, don't you shake. Say them shake, say them shake. Sing that he bred in a day over the thing. Say you play your piano like the man with the honor. Say you play your rhythm beats and you never have it. We say you play a little drum like a little drum drum. But me say you me stop it. Me feel no fire like your fears. Sing it up the rhythm of the open thing. And the wicked in the valley, them shake. Sing it as the bread in the oven bake. And Jah give unto the multitude two fishes and three barley loaf of bread, I would say. Put them on a zinc and then you roast and you throw three fishes. Say three fishes. One more time. You play your piano like the man with the honor. Me say you play your rhythm guitar to pick up your ticks. Me say you play a little drum like a little plum plum. Come me say you.
Now, I'm sorry that we're going to have to turn on the lights even a little bit, for a little while, okay? Hope you understand. Could you turn on the lights just a little bit for us? All right, just a little bit. All the lights around the stadium. Very important. Just not so high about that, right? Okay, just for a while. It's very important because we can't see what's going on back here and the police can't do the duty to keep people in the proper places, right? And could everybody cooperate and make this a nice evening by not jumping over the fence and coming and spoiling people's view who have paid $8 here, right? And those who are inside, could you sit down and let people behind you sit, be able to see? Because if you stand up, the next person is going to stand up and everybody will be standing up. It don't make any sense. Okay? And don't sit on the back of the chairs, please. Could you sit down on the chair, or if you're in front of people, could you sit down on the ground or go around the back if you want to stand up? Okay? On both sides. We'd really appreciate that. Guess who's back in town? Ballistic of here. Just come back from England. And he's going to do one tune, Mr. Leroy Smart. All right.
Let's man.
You are the same. You are the best. Ballistic man. Oh yeah. Ballistic man. I want you to know, ballistic man. Oh, if this means kind, you have to be kind. Yeah. You see, I would like to do my best. Oh, it's not you.
Everybody enjoying themselves? Yes? Say it loud for me, because I really want to make sure everybody enjoy themselves. All right, that's nice. Everybody say yes. The lights, you want more lights? People are standing on the lights stand there. Could they please come off? Could you come off of it, please? I think they're filming for television in the United States or something. So you please come off, man, because I mean, this is going all over the world. You see, we can't spoil it, right? So come off of the light stand there. People are sitting on it. Could you please? Everybody's happy, and here's a man who's going to make you even happier. We'd like to introduce one of the most talented people in Jamaica today, Prince Edwards.
My God. But look here now, before I even start anything, I'd really like to say something to you. This business is serious business. Right? Glad to see everybody in them seat and everything look good and different. Love. One love. And with that saying that, I like give you my personal definition of the word love. Love. Love is a feeling you feel when you're about to feel a feeling that you never felt before. And you know what I discover? After having such a feeling, you must want peace. Well, that's me, I don't mind peace, I love enough. And with that saying, I want to remind you of a dear friend of mine who took a different direction a couple of years gone. This is how him feel about love. I want to sing this one, Junior, and I hope you love it. One evening, just get vexed, step into young missus, wife, I just decide so I didn't go and tell her in mind. You know? I would like you and my sweetheart to be friends, cause that's the only way your jealousy going end. For although you are my wife, my sweetheart, you should not fight, cause that's the reason why you should be friends. And she bust out, a sweetheart and a wife could never be friends. My sister told me that from I was 10, and I don't think it is right that for me your lawful wife should ever take your sweetheart for my friend. Tasty. My sweetheart feel that you should be our friend. Well, of course, because she have to help you now and then. And she cannot understand how you want a polar man, while others have to go borrow from them friend. You're right now. Well, I am different when it comes to men. I do not borrow and I don't like lend. For although I am a fool, I don't like to share my tool, cause that is what I call my bosom friend. I know you have some very selfish ways, but can't you see we are living now in modern days? And I think it would be fine if you only change your mind and let the three of us be jolly good friends. Hey, hey, who tell you for sister? Yeah, right now. It's my love and smooth. It's my dream, do I eat? But I have one question to ask you. And when I ask you, I don't want your best, right? Right. Far and I'm fresh. I would love you and my sweetheart to be friends. Never fear to use those words to me again. I was only making fun. That is one joke I don't run. Yet you want me and your sweetheart to be friends. Yes, I want you and my sweetheart to be friends. Is that right? Why? No, you see me, before I come on, since 19, I was stone blind vexed. Yes, man. I caught up about what take place with me and my missus little while. Now, what you think happened? I invite her this evening with my little boy. And we stand up front on the backstage there, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, the little boy start, ah! I said, what do you? He said, I'm mama, daddy. So I said, what she do? Me ask mama which part me come from. And she said, out of the garbage pan. Well, after hearing such a statement, I couldn't do a thing more than fix myself, think about it a little bit, scratch me head and say, well, to come to think of it, that's about the size of it. No. Take it into consideration. Since evening I stand up round as up. Every minute, every now and then all you can hear is a new word bust out, big new word, where you have to twist up your tongue and roll up your mouth for call. Since evening one young man stand up round at the back, hear him to me now? Why, would you believe me, I never know that. I think mobilization was some form of transportation or the other. People funny. The funniest thing, me's a Christian person. Everybody know that. Me go church very regular. Me's the only liar in there. One Sunday pastor me up. Hey, Hedy, I never saw you in church last week Sunday. I hear you once playing golf. I said, no, it's lying to my tell for me because I have a fish to prove it. I said to him, so, but no, but I come to church here. So it's pure liar than thief in there. You hear the man to me now? Oh, come on, Hedy. There's always room for one more. No, me always mix up in the church business, big, you know. I can't remember one Sunday gone long time. Father was on the Ten Commandments. And all him the pan is, thou shalt not steal, said the Lord thy God. A brother said to me, what am I talking about? He must be mad. How can a man live without him teeth? Thou shalt not commit adultery, said the Lord thy God, brother. No matter about. So when service done, I look on and I said, tell me something. What's the pastor said, thou shalt not steal, you make up your face and rich man. He said, thou shalt not commit adultery. He's one of the happiest men in the service. He said, boy, Eddie, it's when he said, thou shalt not steal, and I look down on my foot, my umbrella gone. But you see when he said, thou shalt not commit adultery, I remember exactly where I left it. It's like one Sunday, the priest must out, and in the coming of the Lord, there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Well, the old woman sitting in the back of the audience, and she busted, well, thank God I do have a job of teeth in my mouth. All Father do was said, don't worry about it, my lady. Teeth will be provided. Woman funny, you know. Woman funny. What do you think happened? I decided, so well, then I was going to just get serious and get married. All of a sudden, when me and the woman don't discuss about this wedding business, she busts out. You see me? Me don't want a pure minister come married me, you know. Me don't want a pure minister. So I said, calm down, calm down. I said, what kind of minister you want for married you? You run up? Well, I wouldn't mind having the prime minister. Me just take my time, draw back, I say, aye. And if I can't get the prime minister, would the honorable minister of communication and works help? People funny. No, me the church man. Me and she go to church, and I can't remember one Sunday I decided say, I was going to issue out some church pamphlets inviting the public to our crusade. And all of a sudden, man, we start walking at the hills, country parts. And all of a sudden, somebody say, excuse me, Father, but tell me something, sir. Suppose we're going on here and we buck up on a lion, sir. What we going to do, sir? Father, never do anything more and say, oh, my good man, all you'll have to do is go down on your knees and ask the Lord for deliverance. Him say, oh. Them walk about the next mile up the road till all of a sudden somebody get wise and say, brr. The congregation threw a shrimp. Father, him never do anything more. Go down for him. When him finish that short prayer and him get up and him look around him, don't sit up and him shrimps. Him run nearly a mile and a half back. Till all of a sudden, him buck up everybody underneath the big cotton tree, man. So somebody busts out, what happened to your father? Him busts out. Every corner I took, the lion slide, my brother. So the young man busts out, my God, if it was me, I'd have bone shit up myself. Your father, now shut up, you damn ass. What do you think the lion was sliding in? Like when we stop at this yard and sit down upon a big stone and arrest ourselves because we walk almost the whole day. So to him is a priest, him sit down and we stand up. So till him bust out, oh my God, I'm thirsty. So a little girl was standing there, you know. Excuse me, sir, you want some water, sir? Him said, oh my, that's good, thank you. And she run off, man. So our sister bust out. Come here, Shaman, come here. Father, you want some sugar water, sir? Oh, that would be even better. So she run in at the house, man, and she start mixing. Click, 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 click. Till our bigger sister bust out. Hey, you Miss Charmaine, stand and mix up, mama, sugar. You the little girl bust out. Move from there, mama said she don't want it. Carry rat on the road, shit up night already. So when you hearing that, no father was going to fling the glass, you little girl bust out. Do father, no man, she sir. And mama, peace, part.
Prince Edwards. Let's have a big round of applause for Prince Edwards, eh? You want to tell them anything else? Do you have anything else to tell them? Eh?
My God. You know who's been asking me a little while? You know who's been asking me a little while? If Russia should attack the United Nations in the rear, if Greece would help. Look, you know, we're going to ask all the big youth musicians them to come round the side. Round backstage. No, you know, not too long somebody looked for me and said to me, say, my God, him look like a policeman. No, it's not say, I wouldn't really join the force, but forcefully. You understand? With them holy patrine gum a pop pop. You know what I mean? I can remember one time my grandfather tell me, say, this is how them used to recruit men for the force. Now you see, if you go and full out the farm and take all the necessary tests, there is one test that you're supposed to take. We call for two officers. The recruiting officer and him assistant. Now, you stand up right, him stand up right, and him friends stand up left with you in the middle. Now, you see when the commanding officer, the recruiting officer should say, take a peep in your right ears, and can see him spar up on the next side, you pass. But you see, if him ever just step back a little bit and see him spar up on the next side, them send you to the officer's training center. I can't remember, I get the form for full out, man. It's a name, address, date of birth, nationality, sex. My God. I figured that was the easiest thing for fooling on the paper. I just draw my pen, see? One time last night and two times this morning. I go by the upper camp the morning and just in time for book up.
Two, like old times. Remember old times? Sure. Two guys with a walk outside and them say,
what happened? Nah, man. The long time I don't see where Mike and the boys.
As a matter of fact, Michael is gone off to school in Douglas, too.
Well, you know, Gladys and myself, we're playing it cool, you know. What are you doing?
I'm planning to take a trip to London to seek about some important business.
Not your cousin?
Sure. All right. Long time, not you? Yeah, man.
Reverend, man. We're going.
Straighten things up a little bit. And we're going to take a break and introduce now MC for the next part of the show. I know you all listen to Turntable Time, don't you, right? Yeah, I like it too. So let's welcome the man who's responsible for that show, one of the most popular disc jockeys ever in Jamaica, E.T. Mr. Errol Thompson. E.T., your turn, brother.
I believe that all thanks and praise must be given to the Most High. And though it is kind of hard for many people to see that God or the Supreme Being must be an individual standing on this planet like all of us are standing. I do believe this, and if you study, you can know this. Well, I know everyone is very happy to be here this evening. And I would love to, well, you know, I's a man that talk a lot, you know. Because on my program, when I don't talk, them say the program cool. So I have to talk. So I'm going to do a little talking before I really get into the scene. We also want to ask the people underneath the boxes to clear the way. Thank you very much. Well, as a broadcaster on the radio, I would like to say a few words to the foreign journalists. And I don't want to one fight what I'm saying. Just listen, and if I want don't like it, him just turn off until it's turn on time for him. Saying. I want the foreign journalists to realize that whenever they hear that Jamaica is having civil wars and all that kind of thing, the area in which these things happen is no more than about 3 or 4 city blocks in your cities. I would like to say that I know that the living God in flesh is here in Jamaica. No. How do I know? I can't even tell you who I know, but I know. I feel that Jamaica can really rise to the highest. Simply by all of us stop being hypocrites. It is my opinion that Jamaicans love each other so much that they pretend not to love each other. Yes. I would also like to say to the foreign journalists and the people who are involved in music abroad that apart from the herb that we have here, which is, or which some people consider good for export, I really believe that our music is the foundation music for the new world to come, which is a righteous and a true and an upful world. All thanks and praises to the Most High. I would like to also show to everyone this evening, in my humble way, I hope, why our reggae music is such a powerful force. Well, I used to be a DJ in America for a little while, and I studied music, and I realized that reggae music appealed more to the white folks than the black folks. And then I realized that our music is not really black music, it's Jewish music. It's on a different dimension. I would like to ask the government and those concerned to set up a body to help our music industry so that it is channeled and governed in the right way so that our artists and the families of our artists can really reap the fruits of our labor. You have to bear with me a little longer because the band is setting up. I would also like to say to the young generation coming up that even though most honorate I as a DJ and love how I go on the radio, is not that I really trying to boost up the Prime Minister anyway, but you see the thing named discipline. My brethren, is a thing pay off in a way that you can have no set of pay off till it's just a pay off and a pay off. Discipline. And I find that it seems like anywhere I go, most Jamaican people love I, you know? But here what I find about Jamaican people now, they really is the best and probably some of the highest people in the earth. But they need discipline and they have to learn to stick with the truth. It's a serious thing. I would love also to say to everyone in the stadium this evening that, you know, most of us when we go to high school, we never get 8 O levels and 9, you know. Some of us get 1, 2, and 3. Which leads me to believe, as the Bible said, that God give this little island talents. Now, I don't know whether you want to believe Haile Selassie is a great man or a god or whatever. But if you look on the picture of the Dino, when we stand up like this, the Bible shows you in Isaiah that God come with a reward in him holy arm, which is the left hand. So when I this is what I believe, when Haile Selassie stand up like that, he will be showing to this country that he have a reward in his hand for us. You may not believe that, but I see that kind of way. Our music in Jamaica needs a little bit more attention. Our music needs attention, and it needs attention badly, because most of our Jamaican singers have families, 2 or 3 kids, and they need the music to be organized. I would like to say openly a special thanks, and I think all of you should really listen to this carefully, to, she's now Mrs. Beverly Mandley, but I know her as Miss Bev Anderson in the early days at JBC. And I'm going to confess something. She is the one that when I used to come to JBC and look through the window and, you know, try to learn, she's the one that used to call her inside the studio and have I sit with her and show her certain things. So if the little good I do on the radio is really a good, I would like you to give Mrs. Beverly Manley a nice round of applause for helping her out to do this little good. And I mean it from my heart. With that note, we're going to take a 3-minute break, and then we shall return with a very nice and a strong show. So just sit and just relax. Thank you very much.
Dreadlocks can't live in a tenement yard. Peace Treaty Special. Jacob Miller, the Fabulous, in a circle yard. Thank you.
Yeah! Yeah! How good it is to be here amongst our brethren and sisters. Right now, every day, me here upon the radio about death in the arena. But a Rasta peace time. Love! Dread love in the stadium, that's how I deal with. Go there.
Like a drum, I have some problem.
Rasta, we deal with.
Come on, drum, watch this. Very nice.